Hello, listeners. I'm joined today by Louise Young. Louise is our 2022 Young Alumnus of the Year. Louise, welcome.
Hi, Natalie.
It's so great to have you here with us today. We've actually just come where Louise spoke to our Year 9 business class, which was fantastic. You were able to tell the girls what your pathway was after you left us here at Loreto. Can you just quickly tell us a little bit about what that pathway was?
Yeah, absolutely, Natalie. So I finished at Loreto in 2005 and wasn't really sure where I was headed next, so started in an arts degree. Realised pretty quickly that wasn't the end point and switched to law at QUT. I followed a pretty traditional kind of path for a little while and joined a major firm in Brisbane and practiced as a construction lawyer for about 5.5 years. I was telling the girls that I was a keen sportswoman while I was at school and really enjoyed that part of my life, and when the opportunity to join the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast came up, I could just really see that that fit nicely into combining work and pleasure interests in the same place. So I spent about 2.5 years on the Gold Coast working as in-house counsel for the Commonwealth Games Organising Committee, which was a really great introduction to working in an in-house role, different from private practice, and as I say, combined my love and interest in sport. After that, that project finished and I was looking for my next opportunity, hopefully in sport, and I found that at Formula One in London.
Fantastic. And the girls just absolutely loved that you had that pathway. We've got a lot of grade 12s at the moment doing their QTAC selections, and there seems to be this real push towards they have to know what they want to do. So I just love that you changed. You made a choice and then you changed once you got there. So I think that's a really good point for our year 12s out there. I have to ask, how did the F1 opportunity come about?
Actually, it was just through a recruiter. It was right place, right time. The role that they were looking for was, I feel like, written for me, that it really closely aligned to the experience I had at the Commonwealth Games. And it was the perfect platform for me to make the move to London. I was told by a number of recruiters before I found that role that, oh, you've got no chance of landing an in-house job before you arrive in London. You should try to apply to a firm. Firms will understand your credentials better than an in-house business unless you have London experience. So I took that with a pinch of salt and said, no, I want to be in-house and I'm not interested in any firm roles that you might have. Please keep putting me forward for in-house jobs. And this one just worked out.
Fantastic. And you talked to the girls about your study of language here at Loreto. How do you think studying language has helped you in your career?
I think the really great thing about languages is it teaches you to have an awareness about cultural differences. And that's been really critical to my role at Formula One, where you race in 24 different places, over 20 countries. And each of those countries and territories has a different way of doing business, different way of interacting on a personal level. What might offend in one place is completely acceptable in another. And just that cultural appreciation, I think, is what is really great about language learning. Of course, reaching proficiency is the ultimate goal, but even if you don't, I think the cultural awareness is something you can take forward in any professional role.
Absolutely. This week here at Loreto, we have celebrated True Colours Day. So if you were here on Tuesday, we had an array of rainbow where the girls chose things that meant something to them. And they celebrated also being themselves because it was also International Day of the Girl. What do you think it was about studying here at Loreto that made you be yourself?
I think Loreto gave me a really good base and a really broad experience that I could be a sportswoman, I could be a language student, I could take difficult maths classes, and it gives you the platform to explore what you'd like to be and what you think you are, and a really broad base from which to launch.
Yeah, great. And you obviously used it when you said, when you were told that you wouldn't get a job like that and you kept going. So yes, I think that's a great link. One of the things I wrote down that you said to the grade nines, which I loved, was all learning is good learning. So what's next for you in terms of learning, Louise?
I feel like I'm still learning in my current role, that there are new opportunities and challenges in that role. I plan to have some paddle lessons when I go back to the UK, which is a European sport, kind of a combination of tennis and squash and badminton all together. I've played a few times, but want to get a bit more proficient at that.
Fabulous. Well, it's been so fantastic talking to you today, Louise, and thank you for coming back to visit us.
You're welcome.
See you.
Bye.